You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Week 7 in the NFL. Let's go to Josh Alpert, Progressive Guest Line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today from profootballtalk.com. How are you, Josh?
Doing great.
Josh, is this going to be the same question I bet many, many, many shows are asking this morning? Kansas City, we were kind of wondering, well, when will they turn it around? We expect them to turn around. They don't look like they have. What do you see that's wrong with them right now?
Well, it's a lot. It's like a full system failure. I think that there's some sense that, you know, the offense feels like it had to do too much to make up for a defense that can't stop anybody. And, I think even before Patrick Mahomes went down yesterday, I think there's some sense that maybe he's not 100% physically okay, because he doesn't look like the quarterback we've seen over the last few years. Yesterday, it was, I think, even more glaring. And I think that, you know, he's getting hit too much. The defense is not bailing them out at any point. And it seems like perhaps there's just too much on his shoulders and it's starting to crack. And I don't know that it gets better in a hurry. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that can just be waved away. I think we've seen the Chiefs do that so many times, where it seems like they come alive in the fourth quarter of a game, or, you know, lose a couple of games and just shrug it off. It doesn't feel like that. I mean, they got stomped on Sunday by the Titans. And, you know, really that's happened a few times already this season.
There's a lot of talk always about, you know, hey, look, it's a two-way street. I get it. The one team has to play well against you to win, is, you know, in order for you to lose. But people, like, look at the Super Bowl, like, maybe the book is a little open now on how Kansas City's offense went. Do you buy a little bit of that, or how much of this is self-inflicted?
I think that, you know, definitely teams are going to do what the Bucs did to them in the Super Bowl. But, you know, we've seen teams be fairly successful in the past for short periods. It's just the relentlessness of this, that there's no easy out for the Chiefs all of a sudden. There's no way where all of a sudden Mahomes says, all right, I'm going to make this ridiculous throw to Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. And that's the part I think that should be the most alarming for the Chiefs, is they don't have that out. And, you know, some of that is obviously going to be credit to the defense. But I do think that for a team that we've seen come up with so many creative ways to pull themselves out of the muck over the last 3-4 seasons, to all of a sudden not be able to do that, and it is, you know, it's certainly concerning.
We were talking about this earlier this morning about how, you know, for a very, very long time, with the Patriots and Brady and Belichick being so good, and then this recent sort of feeling that Kansas City was the elite team, that there is a wide openness now to the AFC. We haven't had in probably 20 years, except maybe when Brady went down in 2008. How many teams do you look around and say, look, this is a legitimate Super Bowl team? I know it's still a little early, but the Titans have just beaten the two better teams in the AFC in back-to-back games.
Yeah, and they lost to the Jets this month. So
right, exactly.
Speaks to how wide open things are in the AFC. But yeah, I think you have the Titans, you have the Bills, you have the Chargers, you have the, you know, the Bengals, the Ravens, depending on how much you feel that game told you about those two teams yesterday. I think the Bengals have to be mentioned in there. And I mean, how shocking is that, what the Bengals have been in recent years? I think the Raiders the last 2 weeks have looked like a really, really good team. Now, again, competition matters and all of these things fall into the discussion. But yeah, I think you're looking at six, seven teams in the AFC that feel like they could be there at the end. And that's a very different feeling than it was coming into the season, which felt like it was Bills, Chiefs, and everyone else, you know, was kind of hanging around.
Yeah, because we always would say, look, of course there were other teams other than the Patriots and whatnot that went to Super Bowls, but you would always say, how good are they compared to that? And there doesn't seem to be that team that you're still, like, with Tennessee, you're still not like, well, are they really Kansas? Well, they are Kansas City good. They are Buffalo good. Like, there isn't that sort of gold standard in the AFC right now.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that's going to make for a really thrilling second half of the season. And I think it's still, you know, there's so much to play out and there's still so much to see. Am I ready to bury the Chiefs? No. But
no.
If you were ranking them at right now, they're going to be a lot further down the list than they've been in a long time. And I think seeing how these teams continue to manage and live and deal with success is going to be the, you know, the big thing. The Titans, to win those two games back-to-back, that's huge. But, again, I mean, not to harp on the one loss to the Jets, but if you can lose to the Jets, you can lose to anybody at any time.
Sure. What did you make, speaking of Cincinnati, what did you make of that Bengals win? What does it say about them as we are 7 weeks into the season?
That they're a good football team and that they're going to be there for certainly the rest of this season. And I would be buying lots of stock on them in the future. When you see what, you know, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, Tyler Boyd, what that offense is capable of doing to a really good Baltimore defense, to see that and to see the way that they turned the Jets on in the second half of that game, I think everyone should be taking notice that there's a real force, you know, brewing in Cincinnati, and it's already here in a lot of ways. I think it's a young team, and there are going to be some bumps in the road, but I think that you're looking at a team that has all the pieces offensively right now to threaten everyone in the league.
Josh, what is this latest, or what is the latest buzz, if you will, on the Deshaun Watson situation? Is Miami going to be more aggressive going after him? What are you hearing?
Well, what we're hearing is that it's pretty much in Watson's court right now. You know, remember, he has the no trade clause, so
right. He
can pretty much decide where he's going to go, and that Miami and Carolina are the two teams that we've heard are the hottest for him, and Miami would be 1A and Carolina would be 1B. But obviously, if Watson decides he wants to go to Carolina, that's going to, you know, that's going to be the spot where he winds up if a deal is going to go down now. So I think it's more likely than not something will come, you know, more clarity is going to come this week. I think that, you know, for both teams, I think Miami, obviously the season has gone completely off the rails for them, and they've wanted Watson for a long time. I think that is, you know, that's the spot to watch. I think that's much more likely than Carolina at this point. But I do think it tells you that Carolina is that strong that, you know, Sam Darnold has not passed his audition. And even before Sunday's game, it's all the same stuff we saw with him with the Jets. It wasn't simply a change in scenery for him. And I think that if Watson does go to Miami, I think you're going to see Carolina all over the chase for guys like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers once the season comes to an end.
Yeah, well, Tua Tagovailoa was not really put into a good situation with a team that was building a lot of pieces around him to try to win a championship or at least contend for one. And then he gets there as a rookie and going through the normal rookie. Do you think there's a future, though? Does he need a change of scenery?
Look, I think any quarterback needs a team that believes in them, and the Dolphins don't believe in him. And
it's
strange that they moved heaven and earth to get him, and they were so, you know, so all over him to pass on Justin Herbert, obviously, and make two of their guy in the draft to have lost that commitment so quickly. I think for players other than Tua, I think it has to be a real slap in the face about sort of the direction of this franchise. Are they really looking to build something, or is this just, you know, the fancy thing that comes past your nose and you go chasing after that every time it comes? I don't think it's a great way to build a team, but having said that, I understand why you would rather have Deshaun Watson than Tua. And I do think there are real questions about Tua as a elite franchise quarterback. He played pretty well yesterday. He certainly wasn't the reason they lost the game, but he also threw a really bad interception that, you know, they probably win that game if he doesn't throw. So I can understand the frustration. I can understand the feeling that maybe he's not the guy we thought he was going to be. But for things to change that quickly is a sign of a team that's really in a more of a desperate mode than you'd like to see, especially after winning 10 games last season.
How do you feel Arizona, the Cardinals at 7-0, do you feel like they're getting the kind of appreciation and credit that an undefeated team this point in the season should be getting? Or are people a little like, well, let's see about Green Bay on Thursday, and maybe there's another game down the road we should still see?
Yeah, I think I think it's exactly that. That it's, you know, this team beat the Rams. The Rams beat the Bucs. They beat the Rams. And yeah, look, I think that no one is going to be blown away by beating the Texans. They had that escape against the Vikings. So it's. There's been a little bit of they're winning the games they should win. Let's see exactly what you said. Let's see what they do against the next competition. But the NFL is about winning all the games you should win. And they're doing that in pretty impressive fashion. I think if they win Thursday night, I don't know what other hoops anybody would be looking for the team to jump through at 8-0, wins over the Rams, wins over the Packers. You know, firm control of their destiny at that point. Now, obviously, the way that last season ended, I think, also plays a role that they did fold up in the second half of the year. So I think people have some sense they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Can Kyler Murray really hold up for a whole season, et cetera, et cetera? But for me, I've seen enough now that this is a team that the defense is very different than it was last year. And I think that's the part that people are sleeping on a little bit. How much better they are defensively and how much they're able to shut down teams, even if they can't put up, eye-popping numbers on offense, even though, they clearly have the capability of doing that, but they can beat you both ways. And for me, that's always a sign of a team that's built to last.
Real quick, Monday night tonight, Seattle against the Saints. Yeah, we are near the halfway point for Seattle at 2-4 without Russell Wilson. Is this a must win? It's 17 games and an extra playoff team, but how important is tonight?
I think it's massively important. I think that you look at the way the NFC is stacked up right now. You have the Packers and the Rams and the Cowboys and the Cardinals. The playoff spots are being claimed, and it's going to be very hard to play from underneath in a conference, and especially if you lose to the Saints, who are going to be a team that you're battling for a wild card berth, since it doesn't look like Seattle's going to be able to win that division. I think you have to win this game, and I think you have to find a way to win a bunch of games in a row, and I'm not filled with confidence that Seattle's going to be able to do that with Geno Smith at quarterback, no Chris Carson, and all the other problems that they've had this year.
Josh, always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You got Josh Alper, ProFootballTalk.com. Great site, great insight on this league on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at Progressive.com. All right, coming up, we'll wrap up the hour with a little bit of history as we continue with Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.